Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy.
The 2026 Iowa legislative session has adjourned following a 34-hour marathon session over the weekend to settle on property tax deals and budget bills. The Republican-led legislature approved a $4 billion property tax cut over the next 6 years and a $9.6 billion state budget. Before adjourning, Iowa Republicans also passed restrictions on abortion medications. Under the bill heading to the governor for signature, a pill that can induce an abortion can only be given in person at a licensed healthcare facility that would prevent access by mail or through telehealth. Senate Minority Leader Janice Weiner says the bill removes some of the few remaining options to access abortion under Iowa's ban at around 6 weeks of pregnancy.
It will be extraordinarily difficult for any woman to be able to get an appointment, get access, get the medication she needs in that timely manner.
The bill follows a federal appeals court ruling late last week that also blocks access to abortion pills by mail. The city of Rock Island and Augustana College are holding a public information meeting to update progress on a management plan for the Milan Bottoms. WVIK's Brady Johnson has more.
Planning and zoning manager Tanner Osing says the Wetland Task Force is currently working with the Illinois Nature Preserves Commission to designate the wetlands as a land and water reserve, prohibiting development in the 550 acres.
Going through that process and talking with the folks from the Illinois Nature Preserves Commission, we started to understand that it would be really nice to have some more robust ecological data and then also some community input to inform the long-term management of this wetland area.
The city signed a three-year agreement with Augustana College's Upper Mississippi Center, consisting of students, faculty, and representatives from Nahant Marsh, to conduct these data collections. A public meeting, including a Q&A, is planned for Tuesday, May 5th on Augie's campus in Hanson Hall, room 234, starting at 5:30. I'm Brady Johnson, WVIK News.
Illinois U.S. Senator Dick Durbin is calling the Trump administration's investigation into Illinois schools a sham. WBEZ's Isabella Nieto has details.
The Department of Justice announced Thursday they'll be investigating a number of Illinois school districts. The probe is aimed at examining whether students are taught about sexual orientation and gender identity, and if parents are allowed to opt their children out. The DOJ is also looking into whether schools restrict access to single-sex bathrooms and locker rooms. In a statement, Durbin said if the Trump administration truly cared about Illinois schools, it would, quote, finally support Head Start programs and stop attacking Title I funding and the rights of LGBTQ+ students. Among the investigated districts are Oak Lawn and Noble Charter Schools, which runs 17 schools in Chicago. I'm Isabella Nieto.
The city of Rock Island is accepting public comment for its 2026 annual action plan. The city council approved the spending plan in late April for home rehabilitation projects and nonprofit organizations. Rock Island Community Development Manager Nicole Matov says public comment has been low so far.
I'd love to get more input from residents of any programming that they foresee would be beneficial to the community that we currently don't run or no program we've done in the past. So I'd really be open to any new ideas that anybody in the community has for any programming.
Over $1 million is being awarded to the City of Rock Island for the action plan through the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. A public comment session is set for tomorrow from 5:30 to 6:30 at Rock Island City Hall. The public review period closes on Monday, May 18th. The city of Rock Island is accepting public comment for its 2026 annual action plan. The city council approved the project funding plan in late April for home rehabilitation projects and nonprofit organizations. Rock Island Community Development Manager Nicole Mata says public comment has been low so far.
I'd love to get more input from residents of any programming that they foresee would be beneficial to the community that we currently don't run or no program we've done in the past. So I'd really be open to any new ideas that anybody in the community has for any programming.
Over $1 million is being awarded to the city of Rock Island for programs through the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. A public comment session is tomorrow from 5:30 to 6:30 at Rock Island City Hall. The public review and comment period closes on Monday, May 18th. The Bettendorf Community School District has selected an interim principal for Herbert Hoover Elementary School. Rachel Dyricks serves as associate principal at Bettendorf Middle School currently with nearly two decades of experience in education. She holds multiple advanced degrees in education and educational leadership. Her new position will begin in July, pending board approval. This is WVIK News.